Hello, this is Kelly Dugan, and you are listening to Image Matters News, a once-monthly blog feature dedicated to principles and strategies that will assist you in gaining more of what you want with ease, allowing you to attract more prospects, gain rapport, and achieve what you define as success. This is Volume 11, Issue 4, entitled Behaviors That Create Positive Influence. Behaviors that create positive influence. Having the ability to positively influence people is one of a successful leader's most critical assets. It's not about power, manipulation, or control, but about having the capacity to affect their attitudes, behaviors, and choices. Influence will help you motivate and inspire others, potentially leading to more positive results. Those who have a significant influence on the world understand how to build and maintain relationships, connect effectively with others, and engage with the world openly. They are not afraid to get into the mix. They communicate, listen carefully, freely share their knowledge and talents, and offer their own authentic and often contrarian views and opinions. Creating a positive influence. You know that no one accomplishes professional and personal goals alone. Your daily behavior will either positively or negatively influence others in your life, so it makes sense to focus on developing positive behaviors. As an example, here are 10 ways you can have a positive influence at work. Get to know your coworkers as people, not just as numbers or faceless automatons cranking out work. Treat others with respect. Regardless of what their roles are, they are important human beings living their own lives, and respect given is respect returned. Facilitate better communication. This is a big topic in its own right. But perhaps the most important thing you can do is to strive for clarity when you communicate. Try to be more empathetic. This is especially important when a team member is going through a tough time, such as a severe illness or death in their family. Offer to help others. Look for opportunities to be helpful. It can be as simple as holding the door for someone, or as complex as taking on a project to help a colleague who's overwhelmed. Use your problem-solving skills. The more you develop and use higher-level skills like these, the bigger your knowledge base will grow. Speak up when you notice something is wrong or dysfunctional. It might be that others have seen the same thing, but feel like they're not in a position to safely say something. Give credit where credit is due. Always. Never claim what isn't legitimately yours. Show up to company events. Face is important to building influence. Your team members need to see that you're actively in the game. Finally, show appreciation. Don't be stingy with praise. When you genuinely appreciate something, express that in some form, verbally, in writing, with a small gift, etc. Becoming a truly positive influence on others is hard work. It asks that you be your best and consistently practice behaviors like these that uplift and empower others. And yes, this means even when you are tired or don't particularly feel like it. This kind of practice is part of what leadership requires, and it will get easier over time. Upcoming exploration. We're going to expand on this idea of behaviors that create a positive influence on others. Join us in our upcoming three-part series as we look at the tools and resources you have available from your own presence. Using the tools of image management, we'll share insights and strategies you may not have thought of or even realize that you have. We'll look at the image ABCs, appearance, behavior, and communication, which is a powerful tool at your disposal. Our goal with this series is to help you see that you've always got the power to influence others in a positive and productive manner. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening, and as always, we wish you much success in the coming month.